ओम नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ chaiwan.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज षड दर्शन स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स। इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन पूर्व मीमांसा प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
नाउ अकॉर्डिंग टू द अल्मानाक, अकॉर्डिंग टू द कैलेंडर, ही नाउ फाइंड्स आउट दैट टुडे इज नॉट फुल मून ऑन न्यू मून। What will he do? He has done nirvapa. He has taken the wheat and he has produced everything. He has given up the ownership. Idan namama agneye idan namama surya idan namama. He has given the ownership to something, some devata. Indra idan namama, whoever. He cannot use it for cooking. He cannot throw it. It because that belongs to some other devata. So they have to use it in a karma. He cannot do the Daksha Purnamasa also. Okay, anyway, tomorrow it's going to be new moon or full moon. So why don't you keep it? That also cannot be done. So that point of time, there is a prayaschita karma kind of karma which he has to perform with this wheat which he has a powder. So like this. Delayed karma. See, today I have to perform the karma. Now I have not done. See, this is a karma which I am talking about, non-delayed karma. Previous day I have without any real calculation, without understanding, I have started doing the preparation. Now I have delayed the karma. Today is darsha. Today is new moon. I have to perform a karma for the new moon which I am not performing properly. Now I have delayed the process. This karma, for which will this be anga? For a main karma, these karma should be angas, limbs. Now if I delay it, there will not be any relationship between the anga and angi, because that is what is important. Shesha sheshi bhava is important. Anga angi bhava is important. Now I will not be able to make and get an understanding that to which this karma belongs to. Because we see people doing some karma. What are you doing today? They'll ask. It was yesterday. What are you doing today? So there will be no relationship. Sahacharya, the sahitya is, there will be no relationship between the angas and the angis. And if there is no relationship with the angas and angis, fine. But I am doing some karma, isn't it? But anga vaikalye phala vaikalyam. If the anga is not done properly, the result will not be proper. So there will be a problem with the paramapurva, the whole result, net result. Therefore vilambe kriyamanayoho padarthayoho idam anena sakritam iti sahitya vyavahara abhavat. Vilambena kriyamanayoho, with delayed, in a delayed way, whatever karmas you perform, kriyamanayoho, whatever karmas you perform, padarthayoho, with whatever padarthas, with whatever the things which you use, the vyavahara idam anena sakritam sahitya vyavahara. This is related to this karma. In this way there will be no relationship possible. Therefore it should not be done. Sacha avilambo niyate krame ashriyam ashriyamane bhavati. And that avilamba, when you don't delay it, when you do it in order, then there will be a relationship possible. अन्यथा हि किम् एतद् अनन्तरम् एतद् कर्तव्यम् एतद् अनन्तरम् वा इति प्रयोगविक्षेप आपत्तेः. बिकॉज इफ् यू डोंट डू इट इन ऑर्डर, दि क्रमा इफ् यू डोंट, बिकॉज अविलंबो नियते क्रमे आश्रियमानो भवति. अविलंबः, अविलंबः मीन्स नॉन डिलेड वे ऑफ परफॉर्मिंग दि कर्म. इट डिपेंड्स अपॉन नियते क्रमे, डिपेंड्स अपॉन अ पर्टिकुलर ऑर्डर. नियते क्रमे मीन्स नियता मीन्स पर्टिकुलर, क्रमा मीन्स ऑर्डर, अ पर्टिकुलर ऑर्डर ऑफ परफॉर्मिंग. आश्रियते डिपेंड्स अपॉन. सो नॉन डिले ऑफ अ कर्म डिपेंड्स अपॉन अ पर्टिकुलर ऑर्डर. वॉट इज दट पर्टिकुलर ऑर्डर? अन्यथा ही, इफ यू डोंट फॉलो दट ऑर्डर, देर इज अ प्रॉब्लम. वॉट इज द प्रॉब्लम? किम एतदनंतरम, एतद कर्तव्यम, एतदनंतरम वा इति, देर विल बी अ कन्फ्यूजन. Should I perform this karma after that karma or this karma after this karma? Whether I have to perform this karma or that karma, there is a confusion. What if the confusion is there? Resolve it and perform the karma. You say, Prayoga Vikshepa Apattehe. If there is a confusion in performing the karma in order, then there is a Vikshepa, there is a delay in Prayoga, in application, in doing the karma. Then the relationship will be destroyed. There will be a sankarya, there will be a confusion. Therefore, ataha prayoga vidhireva swa vidheya prayoga prashur bhava siddhyartham niyatam kramapi padartha visheshnataya vidhatte. Therefore, prayoga vidhi itself brings in the right order, particular order in which you have to perform the karmas. The karmas and its relationship are got through the vinyoga vidhi. But in what way should you perform the karmas? That is clearly understood through the prayoga vidhi. For the faster application, see, we saw already that there are 4-5 cows which are to be sacrificed. Now, I have to do some karmas. I have to bring in the cows. I have to bathe it. I have to apply vermilion. I have to put garlands for each of these cows. And there are karmas like doing harti kind of. All these karmas are there when they do sacrifice of this cow or goat. Now, 4 cows or 5 cows or 10 cows I have brought. Bathing each cow and applying the vermilion and all that, doing all the karmas for each cow separately will delay the result. So, what I do is, first cow I bathe, second cow, third cow, fourth cow, fifth cow. Then, I come to the first cow, I apply vermilion, second cow, third cow, fourth cow, fifth cow. Then I put the garland for first cow, second cow, third cow, fourth cow, fifth cow. And then, this is the order I have to maintain. Remember, I am saying this in very particularly because you have to follow an order. I can do this way also. People think this is the fastest method. What will they do? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 cows. I have to bathe the 5 cows. And then I am in that right corner. From left corner to right corner I am performing. I am in right corner. Instead of coming back to the first cow and applying vermilion or things like that, I can start from applying from the right cow, fifth cow, fifth, fourth, third, two, one. This is faster they think. But there is a error in application. What is that? Prayoga. See, these things, it may not be having any relationship with the fire oblation, these kind of sacrifice also follows the Shruti in some way or other. Because Lokavat Adhikaranam Visa. So, Lokavat Adhikaranam, as in the world, whatever way they perform the karma, here also, in the Shruti also it is said. But whatever Shruti has decided, in the same way the Loka also sometimes follows, knowing or unknowingly. What will be the problem if I don't do it in 1, 2, 3 order? If I reverse the order. Avilamba Prayoga is what is important here. Not delaying the Prayoga. After doing the bathing for first cow, second cow, third cow, fourth cow, fifth cow, if I don't come to the first cow to apply the vermilion or apply the to put the garland, if I start with the fifth cow, when I come to the first cow, there is a gap of 5. There is a delay of 4 cows at least. The first cow, meaning the fifth cow for which I have garlanded, there is no gap. For the second cow, there is a gap. The order is irregular. If the order is irregular, then there will be a delay, particular delay in the performing the karma. That is not accepted in karmas. You have to maintain a rhythm. So, after bathing the first cow, when you come to the fifth cow, you have to come to the first cow to apply the vermilion till the fifth cow. Again, you have to come to the first cow to apply the put the garland till the fifth cow. Like this. If you do it in this way, the delay or the gap in between each cows, each karma for each cow will not be different. First cow, after bathing, finish fifth cow, come back to first cow, there will be only four delays. Four cow delay for each of these cows. So, there will not be the maximum utility of time will be done here. So, because this is what we, why I am explaining this kind of karma is because there is another karma which we will see here, which will be explained here. There is a krama here. In that krama, they will specify this kind of karma. So, before that, we will have an understanding of it. Atayeva anganam krambhodako vidhi prayoga vidhiriti api laksham. That is why, what is prayoga vidhi? Prayoga prashur bhava bodhako vidhi prayoga vidhi. That vidhi which gives you that injunction, which gives you the knowledge of applying the karmas as fast as possible in a shortest span, quickly, is prayoga vidhi. That is one lakshana. Since this applying, this fastest method comes with this clause that it should not be delayed. Therefore, not delayed means there should be an order. Therefore, there is another lakshana, another definition for the same prayoga vidhi, which is anganam kramabodhako vidhi. That which vidhi injunction gives you the knowledge of anganam kramabodhakaha, the order of the angas, is prayoga vidhi. That vidhi, that injunction which gives you the knowledge of the order in between the angas, that is called as prayoga vidhi. There is this lakshana also for prayoga vidhi. Because if you follow the order, the karmas will be performed faster. Krama surupam. So krama bodhaka vidhi means, what is krama? Krama means krama nama mitati vishesha paurva parnya rupova. Krama, what is krama? Krama means vitati visheshaha. Parva parya rupava, vitati visheshaha. What is vitati visheshaha? Vitati means gathering things. Now, let us say, in this room, we have gathered all the instruments that which you use for the homa, for the yaga, for the karma. That is all kept here in this room. Now, I ask you to bring Jhu Patra. You enter the room, you scan all the objects. Where is Jhu Patra? Oh, that corner. Okay, you will take it. Then, I will ask you to bring Ajastali in which the clarified butter should be kept. You will come and scan the room, bring the Ajastali. I will ask for Sruva, you will do the same thing. There is an order in which I have to ask you. I cannot ask half a sad way. I will ask only in this order. That is understood. Now, if you keep it in disoriented way, in a disorder way, then you will not be able to fetch the objects faster. So, vitati visheshaha means, vitati here is vishesha vitati means, you gather all that but in order. That is the vishesha, that is the specialty here. Gathering the objects, gathering the karmas in order is vitati vishesha. Paurva parya rupava, or another definition we can say for krama, which is paurva parya rupa. Paurva aparya means, one after another, following one after another, different. So, there is an order. That is what is called krama. Krama means order. So, the continuity in order is krama. Or, placing it in a particular way is called krama. Shrutyadi shak pramanani, tatra shak pramanani. So, as in vinyoga vidhi, Prayogavidhi also has six pramanas. There we saw Shruti, Linga, etc. as pramanas for Vinayogavidhi. Here also we have Shruti, etc. as lingas of Prayogavidhi. But Shruti, not Linga. Next, Shruti, Artha, Patha, Sthana, Mukhya, Pravritya, Akhyani. These are the six pramanas in Prayogavidhi. Shruti Pramana, Artha Pramana, Bhatta Pramana, Sthana Pramana, Mukhya Pramana and Pravritti Akhya Pramana are the six Pramanas in Prayogavidhi. We will see each of them. Shruti Lakshanam, Tatra, Krama Paravachanam, Shrutihi. So, there we saw Nirapeksharalo Shrutihi. What was Shruti there in Vinayogavidhi? Nirapeksha ravaha, that shabda, ravaha means shabda, that shabda which does not expect anything, that is called shruti. Here, krama paravachanam shruti, that pravachanam, that word, that sentence, that words which makes you understand the order, which gives you the order in which the karmas have to be performed, that is called shruti. Krama paravachanam. So, tachadvidham, that kramaparavachana, that shruti is also of two types, which is kevala kramaparam, tad visishta padartha param chaiti, that which is kevala kramaparam, that which gives you the order only, this is the order in which you have to perform, only that, or tad visishta padartha param, whatever padarthas, whatever dravyas, whatever things you have to do in that also should be given in that. If that is all, there are this kind of two ways. So, tatra vedam kritva vedim karoti iti kevala kramaparam vedi karanadehe vachanantara praptatvat. Vedam kritva vedim karoti. So, after performing the Veda, he has to do this vedi. So, what is this Veda and vedi? See, Veda is, they cut this darbha grass. This darbha grass. After cutting this darbha grass, they fold it in between, in the middle, and they tie it. They fold it in the middle, the dried darbha grass, and they tie it in the middle. It will look like, as though the leg of a cow is folded. So, similar way they will tie this darbha grass, this bunch of darbha grass, which is called Veda. After tying this, he will do this Vedi. What is Vedi? In between the Ahavani Agni and Garbhati Agni, they have to cut a small piece of pit. They have to make a small piece of pit for the Havi to be the oblations to be put. So, that pit is called Vedi. The pit in which you want to perform the fire oblation. That is called Vedi. Once he makes this Veda, this Darbha Mushti, this Darbha, group of Darbha, bunch of Darbha, grass, once he folds it and ties it, after that he has to perform this Vedi. He has to dig this pit. So, Vedam Kritva Vedi Karoti, the Kevala Kramaparam. Here, only the order in which it has to be performed is given. Nothing else. Vedi Karnadehe Vachana Antara Praptatva. Because, how, where, in which way you have to perform, what is the size of Vedi, these things are all explained in detail in different place. So, the order only is given. This is the way, this is the method, this is the order in which you have to perform. First you make the Veda, then you do the Vedi. This is the order. Okay. Vashat kartuhu pratham bakshaha iti tu kramam vishitta padartha param. Vashat kartuhu pratham bakshaha. So, there is this karma. There is this vakya which says vashat kartuhu pratama bakshaha. This person who does vashat, who says vashat, he is the person who has to eat the remaining portion of the havihi. Havi is the clarified butter or the somarasa. He is the first person who has the rights to take the the result and the end, whatever left over, Havi, he is who? The person who does the washat. Eka prasarata bhangavayena baksha anuvadena kramamatrasya vidhatum ashakyatvat. Because yajamano panchamo idha bhakshyaha. This ida, yajamana can also eat. Yajamano panchamo idha bhakshyaha. Yajamana is the first, fifth person who has to eat the ida, the leftover portion. Now, who has to eat it first? Since I am the yajamana, I am the master, I am the one who has ordered for this karma, I am the person who is paying for this karma, I will say, I have the rights. Yajamana will say, I have the rights, it's my money I am spending. So, this confusion should not come. So, the person who says vashat, he has to, the hota, he has to take the first karma, first bhakshana, he has to take the leftover as the first person. Then advaryu, then the udgata, then the brahma, and then this yajamana will come. That's the order in which you have to take her. Eka prasarata bhanga bhayena bhaksha anuvadena krama matra parasya vidhatum ashakyatva. Because eka prasarata bhanga bhayena om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavashishyate om shanti shanti shantihi.